This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Third down and two, Charbonnet. He's got it and plenty more. Touchdown, Seattle. He got the first down, then was one-on-one with Malik Mustafa, who couldn't bring him down, and it's a 27-yard touchdown run on third and two.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, that's from ESPN, the 49ers. Did I hear, Grandy, you might know this off the top of your head, is that tie only one other time in the Kyle Shanahan era have the Niners only scored 3 points in a football game? And I think it was right off the top when he took over that just hellacious roster.
Possibly.
Is that? Did you hear that?
I thought I heard that it was the lowest scoring game
maybe
he's ever coached.
I thought one other time it had happened when they, and it was like right out of the gate when they, you know, right when he took over. So, look, credit Seattle's defense. They were phenomenal. And yeah, the Niners are an awesome story. They're very accomplished. I'm not going to call them a bad team, but I just don't think they're that good of a team. I think they're very accomplished. I think they did some amazing things this year to be in the position that they're in, but don't get it twisted. I don't find them to be a team that's going to swagger into the playoffs and start messing around with teams at the top of the conference.
I always talk about how you are what your record says you are, but they are not as good as what their record says.
I think that's fair.
I would agree with you.
And
I ran this down during the crossover of all the games where they were pivotal, one score, like make a play or don't make a play, and they made the play. If they don't get the Tonjes catch, if they don't get the goal line punch out against the Rams, if somehow, and it wasn't Shuck with New Orleans, it was the Rattler. If the Rat goes down and he scores on you, if the Rat goes down and he scores on you, all of a sudden now you're 12-5 is a 9-8. Like, all these games come down to one play here or there, and they've made the play all year, and they didn't on Saturday, and you lose. And, you know, you had to actually make two or three plays to still win that game, but the point is the same, where you've had a lot of these games that have been in the balance and you came through.
No doubt.
Last year you didn't.
Right.
This year you did.
Yep. So, I mean, from one perspective, you look at a playoff game coming up this weekend and you're like, this is sweet. Like, they're in the playoffs.
Yep.
But I get it because, like, it was dangled, you know, it's like a dog with a treat that's like kind of like dangled in front of their face. Like, we all sat at attention. Wait a minute, the one seed? What do you want us to do? We'll do anything. And then, you know, the owner was like, no, we're throwing the treats away. Just, that's enough of that. All right, let's go to the phones. What specifically really got to you on Saturday night? And we can work through all this. 888-957-9570. A quick reminder, the Warriors play at the Clippers tonight. So, Dub Nation, let's get engaged. Before every game, we ask you to vote in the engaging Dub Nation poll on the 95.7 The Game Twitter page. It's brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. All right, Steve Kerr, I don't know if y'all heard it, but over the weekend, Steve Kerr just openly admitted, like, we're not in the class of the Thunder and the Nuggets and the other top teams in the league. Instead, we're trying to just give ourselves a shot, kind of like what they did last year. But openly admitting, like, that's not who we are. We're not the Thunder. And we wondered how that landed with fans. So did you like that moment of honesty? Or did you hate that moment of honesty? Simple yes or no question. Do you like that Steve Kerr admitted that? Vote now on Twitter, and then we'll share the results at the end of the show.
I like it. Yeah. Just one point of closing the circle. The first ever game for Kyle Shanahan as the Niner head coach, they lost 23-3.
There it is.
So since the opener, they lost to Carolina at home. 23-3. They went on to lose their first nine, but since then, they had never scored three or fewer points until now.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe it's a bookend of Shanahan's career.
Yep. It's over.
I mean, probably.
It's time to move on.
Stefanski, Dable, yeah. Carroll, yeah. Shanahan.
Coach of the year on the way into the game.
Sure.
Fired on the way out.
Hello.
Michael,
you play to win the game.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Let's get through these frustrations. Michael in Concord, we thank you for calling. What's up, Michael?
Hey, guys. I'm just going to try to get through my two frustrations about Saturday's game. So this is like where Kyle Shanahan drives fans like me crazy. Like, you get a sack with a minute left. I think there was a minute left, like right before the halftime. And then you just let the play clock roll, and that was a big sack. That could have been like a momentum swing or anything like that. And you just fold your arms and wait for halftime, you know, nonchalantly. You know, that's not smart football. That just shows me that the coach is scared and he doesn't know what the heck's going on. And then obviously the big 3rd and 17 that you give up on a flipping toss play, you know. That's just like backyard football right there. They were just handing the ball off. They were like, hey, let's try to get a little bit of field goal range or whatever. And then, I mean, there was some holding on that play too, but you could obviously call holding on every single play. But everyone's jerseys were getting turned. Everyone was getting hooked. There's no pursuit. There's no, like, form tackling. It's just awful. But at the end of the day, I still have confidence because I'm a faithful. And I think, you know, we just need the Eagles – offense to play we just need the Eagles offense to
poorly
not play as good as our defense.
Michael, thank you very much. Can you, I know you've always got the play,
yep,
remind me exactly what's going on right before halftime, because that at the time did not stand out to me.
So the Niners kick a field goal to cut it to 10-3 with 1:06 to go.
Right.
They kick off, and Shahid runs it out to the 35. So there's probably 55 seconds left. And Sam O comes out, and he sacks Darnold.
Right.
And the Niners do nothing. And if you call timeout there, it's going to be 2nd and 16 at their own 29. And I believe the Niners had all three tight ends or timeouts. I'm trying to look at my notes, and I don't see any of the timeout that was taken. So at that point, you'd be aggressive. And, you know, it's 2nd and 16,
okay.
And if you call timeout there with 51 seconds left, you're basically saying, all right, defense, get another stop, and then we'll call timeout again and get one more stop, and then we'll get the ball back with 39 or 40 seconds left, and we'll try to do something we haven't done yet today.
And we'll be getting the ball deep in our own territory. You just helped me. Yeah. You helped remind me why that didn't stand out at the time. I disagree with the take. And that's okay. I understand where
I'd
you're
like
coming
to take,
from.
Had you been a team that had done stuff on offense,
right?
You know what I mean.
I'd like to take if you were a team that had done stuff on defense. Like remember, I know a lot of you want to cherry pick and do well. They only gave up 13 points. Seattle possessed the ball for almost 40 of the 60 minutes. That is total domination. It may not have shown up on the scoreboard because their kicker sucked, and they made what I thought to be like I was thrilled. When McDonald went for it on 4th and goal
in the opener,
on the opening drive.
Four,
I was thrilled when he did that. Like no matter who you are, with a condensed field like that, to me that's a less than 50-50 proposition. And they left points on the field. But don't get it twisted. Seattle moved the ball whenever they needed to in this situation. And, yeah, I'm with Kyle on that. If you start calling timeouts, I think it's way more likely that Seattle ends up with 3 points than the Niners. Just my opinion based on the way I was watching that football game.
It just depends
on... I think they're going to convert on 2nd and 16. They converted on 3rd and 17 without even throwing the ball.
I can't refute that based on what we would find out later in the game, but I'm looking at their drives, and their third drive, they start at their own 18, and they wound up at your 29. They missed a field goal. So they went... That would be 53 yards, and they were able to get down there in 4th and 13. And the defense, I thought, in spots, and you know, you and I can debate back and forth, but I'm looking here at 2nd and 10. Walker runs it, and Sam-O with a tackle for loss, minus 4, and then Stout with a nice defensive play, and they had to settle for 3, and they couldn't get the 3. And so, all right, Niners, you get it at your own 37. Time to boogie, as you like to say. Well, maybe no. Maybe not time to boogie, and the Niners went for it on that 4th down, 4th and 1 at the Seattle 39, and that's one where, I mean, Shanahan, what are we doing here? It's 4th and 1 at the 39,
and that was
you have not been able to pass protect at all, so you're going to run play action?
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
And they blitzed, it's like, oh boy, action, look at us,
Raise your hand if you think the Niners hand that ball off to McCaffrey and he gets it.
No, I don't think so, but how about just, like, get a snap and throw a pass instead of, like, look at us, we might run it. Look at me, McDonald. It was awful. By the time he finished the play action, there was at least 14 Seahawks in his face.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It did not feel good, although, again, when a defensive line is owning an offensive line, play calling often looks absurd.
But if you're going to go for it, then just, like, get a snap and throw a pass.
Or sneak it. I don't even know if that would have worked, but that's sort of a little bit of a neutralizer. Like, even a good defense, it's like you're probably going to get a yard if you sneak it. But, yeah. Like, they
and that
were
would
outmanned.
Be a long field goal in the wind. It was kind of windy. That'd be a 57-yarder. Although, I mean, Eddie D, that's what he does, right?
I know, but the Niners, like, every fan said the same thing. You were thrilled to be down 10-3 at half.
Yep.
You were thrilled. You did not feel like they should only be down 10-3. It should have been 20-3, but it was 10-3. So, like, okay, let's take that, and we get the ball coming out in the second half. So, anyway, how about Yard Doctor in Napa? What's up, doctor? What are you doing?
Hey, I'm just listening to the show, and I have to say, I'm pretty much lockstep with you, Willard, because I did not like the way it looked. These guys could not seem to either rush the passer or break open on offense. It just seemed like such a predictable offense. The other thing that was driving me nuts, and to me it boils down, I know a lot of your listeners played some high school football. What was the first thing you learned? Block and tackle. Block and tackle. The tackling was horrendous. The blockings. And the last play of the game when they had Brock drop back and pocket pass, and he got hammered just like he got hammered in Philadelphia when they broke his arm. It's like, dude, learn from something. Move back. Brock is the quickest man off the gun in the NFL. Of all the quarterbacks, he can get out of the hole quicker than anybody else. Why not roll him out once in a while? Give me a break, brother. You let them sit back there like a doggone bullseye on a target. And so, you know, that's kind of my thing. Thanks for letting us pour our guts out here. I'm going to therapy now.
Okay.
I hope it works.
Is there like a specific 49er related therapist that you see, yard doctor, or is this just like a regular therapist?
Yeah, it's called Bush Mills.
Oh. That's what I'm talking about, yard doctor.
Therapy one sip at a time.
That's yard house, not yard doctor.
Attaboy, yard doctor.
Anyway, thank you for the call.
And Purdy got absolutely pulverized on that last play.
Not fun. I mean, I don't
After
know.
After he hit his thumb on the first play in that drive.
He's got a bloody thumb, and then that happens. And I know that all of us are sitting there thinking the same thing. You're like, you took a shot at the one seed. You didn't get it. But the cool thing about this particular playoff game, even though it wasn't technically a playoff game, the cool thing about it was, it's kind of like Bob Barker's hole in one or two. Like, if you lose it, you don't go home. You get to play another one, and then Brock is laying there on the field. And you're like, did we really just lose him now too for this playoff game that's coming up next week? Turns out it's just a stinger. So it looks like he's okay. They lost a bunch of other people, though. They're not well positioned for this game this week. But that's
we'll get into that.
That's a story for another day. Here's what I'll say. I fully agree. I was barking this at the TV screen. Move Brock out of the pocket more. The question I'd love to ask if Kyle were sitting here today, or anybody who's called plays for a football team, when you're not running the ball well, often those kind of like those bootlegs and your play action and all of that, that gets set up by being able to run the ball. And not only did they, when they're not able to run the ball, it didn't really even feel like they tried to run the ball, which is why I go back to my original point of, I don't know if Kyle thought he could win this game. It literally felt like he was calling plays as if he knew upon arrival, we don't have the horses to do this. And that, I think, is a very frustrating and sort of defeatist kind of an approach, even though, like, maybe he's right. But it's still, like, that's what it felt like. It didn't even try to run Christian McCaffrey.
I'm looking at my notes, and I'm counting three runs in the first half. And, you know, they weren't very effective, and so you couldn't establish it. And the whole thing about establishing the run is being able to have, as Shanahan loves, 5-play, 7-play, 11-play, 15-play drive. They go run, pass, pass, punt, run, sack, pass, punt. And that's your two opening drives where you weren't even able to like get a first down and, you know, try to establish the threat of McCaffrey here. And then maybe it's Juszczyk and it's Kittle and the rest of it. And then the next drive you get pass, 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 pass. Purdy scrambles 4th and 1. You pass, they blitz, and you have to turn it over on down. So you were unable to keep the ball long enough to even get the run going. Even though, if you look at the game, what do you have, 8 runs for the whole game, McCaffrey?
The team had 12, right?
Right.
And some of those were Brock scrambles.
Brock scrambles. Yeah. That was the most effective run you had. So you couldn't run it, and so you were continuing to try to do play action, and even though, you know, Seattle's kind of looking at that, and I don't think that they were actually laughing, but if I'm Seattle, I'm laughing. Yeah, play action. Go ahead and play act it. Go ahead and give it to McCaffrey. We're here. And if you pull it out and you're going to pass it, well, we're only rushing 4 anyway, and our 4 is better than your 5. So, yeah, throw it to whoever you want, and he can catch it, and we're going to be there. And Juwan had the one where he got absolutely
pummeled.
Caved in, pummeled. And Kittle had a couple where, you know, you tried to get a screen to him, and boom, they were there. They were there everything.
Yeah, they beat him up. They beat him up. They were better.
Even if you want to like roll him out and do this and trickeration, I don't think that, like, anything was going to work.
Think about it. If you're an offensive play caller and you're thinking about, all right, we're kind of outmanned in this one, so we're going to have to do some quirky other stuff. You're going to try, like, let's try A, and if A doesn't work, we'll move to B. And if B doesn't work, we'll move to C. And I think you even said it earlier. You're like, it's not working, so try some different things.
Yeah.
Well, how many plays did he even have in the first quarter and a half of this football game to sort of say, oh, A's not working, let's move to B, OB's not working. Let's move to C. Their first two drives, six plays.
And that's the first quarter.
Poof.
Yep.
So how many, you know what I'm getting at?
Totally.
Like, okay, hey, Kyle, try something different. And he's like, can I have the ball? Can I have the ball? And no, you can't have the ball because Seattle's going to possess it the whole time. And then you do get the ball and you try A and then you try B and that's not good either. That doesn't work. So that's what I'm getting at. I'm going to remove myself from the conversation about is the offense to blame or the defense to blame and who was worse and who was better. To me, it was all outplayed. All of it. All of it was outplayed on Saturday night. That's not about blame one side more than the other. I just don't think anybody was able to do what they would like to do because they were just getting outplayed no matter who had the ball.
That's true, but I mean, you could do things like, you know, go up tempo, go no huddle, or...
gotta have the ball.
Right, but when they finally did get the ball and you kind of stuck with what you were doing and, you know, the one play where... you know, you get down to the 39 and it's 4th and 1 and you go for it and you run the play action and they blitz. And so now you're kind of screwed because, you know, Purdy doesn't even have time to get all the way back to his drop and he's being swallowed up again. I just thought that Shanahan was in a spot where he was sticking to what he was doing, what he likes to do too much, where none of it was working.
I think that's fair. I think that's totally fair. It was not a great night for his play calling. At the same time, I do. When your lines are getting dominated, you your options are limited.
Right,
your options are limited.
And to your point, when Seattle scores their field goal to go up 10-0, you get the ball back at the 40 because they kick the ball out of bounds. Yep. And shout out Seattle's special teams. My God,
the kicker was terrible, and he's had a good year.
Two misses and a kick out of bounds. Yeah. So now you get it at your own 40. And so the Niners thinking about what you're talking about, which is, oh my God, we're getting overwhelmed. We're going to run a screen. And so they run a screen to Kittle, and they lose 6.
Yeah, 2nd and 16.
Right. So even though the play call might have been the right one, they totally outflanked you, and they roll up and they tackle you, even though the screen might have been the call because they've been all over you in all ways, and yet, you know, Kittle gets it, and by the time he catches it, whoop, you're down.
I thought Kittle's stats that they kept putting up there throughout the game were the best snapshot of what was going on.
Like five catches, like 4 yards.
2 catches for 4 yards. Now he's got 3 catches for 6 yards.
Right.
Now he's got 4 catches for 9 yards. I'm like, oh my God, Seattle is tackling the hell out of them. Great job by Seattle.
Yep.
Great job by their defense. Okay, keep them coming. 888-957-9570. Specifically, what frustrated you about Saturday night? OG in San Jose. Hey, OG, thank you for calling.
Hey, Willard, how's it going? Look, I was frustrated by the fact that Kyle went away from what had been working in that 6-game win streak. We needed 2 and 3 tight end sets. When you're getting beat in the trenches, you know, football is a numbers game. Just add to the numbers. You don't have the players. You're getting beat up. You know, I wanted to see Jake Tonjes. I wanted to see Kendrick Bourne. We didn't see them. Sky Moore, he didn't touch the ball on offense. So all these things, they added up. And, you know, I don't want us to make the same mistake next week. I think it's going to be a very similar game. The same thing on defense. We need more guys up front. Maybe go with a 5-man front and 6 DBs. I'd rather play Marquez Siegel and some of our young guys rather than a 7th string linebacker I've never heard of. So that's where I see it. And, you know, I want to get your guys' take also. What do you think is going to happen if the Niners lose? Could this be Shanahan's last game?
Thanks, OG.
OG, thank you.
Like, short answer, no.
Long answer, no chance.
Yeah, absolutely not. This is not,
possibly
not Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan is in – he's in less danger with his job status than some minted made dudes in this league.
I mean, I was thinking
Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh have more questions around them.
I was even thinking about
them.
Sean McDermott.
Yeah, they've
if
got
Buffalo has another flame out,
great, which they might.
They got a
tough one. This Jacksonville is out. They're on a heater.
We can get into this as the week goes on, but you know we've got 4 teams that are home dogs.
Home dogs.
And,
it's a hell of a playoff. There's one major favorite, and the rest feel like coin flips.
I've run the numbers on the history of home dogs since 2000, and I can share that as we get deeper into the week.
I can't wait. Yeah, Kyle's in no danger, and don't forget that most people wanted to vote for him for Coach of the Year before this game started.
Not now.
No, which is fine. He's not going to win the award. I mean, hell, the guy on the other sideline should win it over him.
I put my ballot in the mailbox and had to break into the mailbox to get that ballot.
That's a federal crime.
It's a felony.
Okay, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Here obviously, for you. There's a risk.
Here for good. Dibley more aggressive than Shanahan, clearly. 888-957-9570. We're talking to you today. What frustrated you specifically about Saturday night? This is Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.